Hi everyone. Across the country, we're celebrating Mothers this week. And right after that is one of my most favorite holidays, Shavuos, the day we commemorate the receiving of the Torah on Har Sinai. So what does Shavuos have to do with mothers? Everything, all right? So we are really the ones who set the stage. We are the ones who set the tone in our home for our children to really embrace, to really love to learn Torah. So we are all familiar with the pasuk from Mishlei, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torat imecha, right? Listen to the discipline of your father and do not turn away from the teaching of your mother. Okay, so what is this Torah imecha? What is the power of this Torah imecha? So basically, I'll paraphrase what Rav Soloveitchik said in his tribute to the Rebbetzin of Talna, his son-in-law's mother. Okay, so Rav Soloveitchik basically said that he really learned from his father halacha, right? But what he learned really from his mother, and actually he says that what he learned from his mother were silent messages. They were silent teachings, but he really learned by what she did, the way she lit her Shabbos candles, the love she put into setting up her house for Yantiv. And he felt that he learned that Torah was a living experience. There was a flavor to it. There was a warmth to it. There was a scent to the mitzvot. And he felt that without her, without those silent messages, his Torah would be soulless. It would be dry. It would be insensitive. Right? And that's what mothers really do. We breathe life into Torah. So this Shavuos, let's really bring that flavor and beauty into our homes. And how we can do that? How can we do this? By remembering that it's the simple things that we do that make Torah so special and so cherished by our children. Okay, it's those simple silent preparations that can help us transmit that love of Torah to our children. So it's the setting of the beautiful Yom Tov table. It's the decorating our house with flowers. It's the lighting of our candles. I always find that time to be so magical. Okay, I say the Yiratzon, I say my children's names out loud, and when they were little, they just loved that. Right? So also the sweet treats that we make, the cheesecake, the blintzes, all those things that we make really create that flavor, that scent, that warmth that Rav Soloveitchik is talking about. So let us work on that, work on really appreciating the simple things that we do. And in that way, we really can teach our children to love and cherish the Torah this Shavuos. Have a Chag Sameach.